Okay, welcome to Hilchos Yayin Nesach, which is the sugyas that we're starting. I want just to repeat the overview of the Masechta is from Daf Lamed to Daf Mem, where the halachas of Macholos Asurais, from Mem till Nun Hey, where the halachas of the Avodah Zarah itself, and now Nun Hey to the end are, for the most part, Ine Yayin Nesach and some Yerodei Hilchos Taruvis. Now, I'd like to talk about two Nekudis of Dina Yayin Nesach. One is from Rashi and Tosis and Asugya, and then a very Yisaidistik Ramah. Let me start. Now, Asugya on Nunvavam and Beis is a question of Nitzuk Chibur. Nitzuk Chibur, the Sugya Sagamara, is someone pours wine. Now, you have to know, a guy asses wine by touching the wine with his fingers, or by mishachshech, or by shaking an open bottle. Pouring in and of itself is not a maisa of nisuch lavai dezara. What's poured, the Gemara says, is aser. What about what's in the bottle? So asugya is a shayla of nitzuch chibur, or nitzuch is not a chibur. That's the shayla in the Gemara. I don't think anybody here coming into tonight would think that if a guy mamish takes yayin, that's not mavushal, and in front of you he pours it, that what's left in the bottle is mutter. I think everybody would assume it's certainly aser. So we're going to see tonight it's not so pashut. And as I said, I have to tell you two dinim. Number one, we have a shayla here of nitzuk as a chibur. Nitzuk chibur means this. It means when I pour, what's in the cup is definitely has a din of yayin nesach, the Gemara says. What about what's in the bottle? What's sitting in the bottle is connected with a pour. Does that connection asa what's in the bottle? That's the shayla in the Gemara. If nitzuk asas what's in the bottle. Lemaisa Tosis Shmamina says Rabbeinu Tam Paskins that nitzuk is not a chibur. What's in the bottle, shitas Tosis is, what's in the bottle is mutter. And that's Tosis a few places in the blot to come. An ayin beis amid beis, Tosis says it absolutely clearly. The whole Tosis is a psak. An ayin beis amid beis, Tosis kaychay, mekan, im hoya yayin kosher b'toich kli echad, if you have kosher wine in a keli, v'natal oivik echav mesaklima b'chutz, and the guy touched the outside, didn't touch the wine. V'shofach ben ayayin l'chutz, v'loi noga b'yayin, his skin didn't touch the wine, that's all Taisus. Taisus beferish paskins nitzuk is not a chibur. What's in the bottle is mutter. In the Taisus Gargusti, he brings a maisa of Rashi, where Rashi paskin that what's in the bottle is aser, that nitzuk chibur, what's in the bottle is aser. So it's a machlokes Rashi Rabbeinu Tam. In Shulchan Aruch, the mechaber is machmir. But the Ramah is naked like Rabbeinu Tam. The Ramah says, Yeshayimim de loyasrinu nitzuk, b'kayachav yekechavim, that nitzuk is not a chibur. Then he says, b'kobokim yesh lahachmir of loy behefsid meruba. That's what it says in the Ramah. Well, machmir, that's what that's the way the world is now. So I said, I want to tell you two things. Aleph is that nitzuk chibur is a machlaikis Rashi and Taisvis. It's not so poshut that what's in the bottle is aser. They have some meruba. Ramah says clearly that it's mutter. We'll see in a minute the shach is even more makel than that. But that's the shayla. That's nuvava mibeis. Machlokes and nitzuk chibur. Machlokes lahalach. Yeah. There's one more yediya, which is the yediya klali for all hilchos yayin nesach. Hilchos yayin nesach is quite complicated. But there's one yediya klali. There's a Ramah that turns whole Dina Yayin Nesach on its head. There's a Ramah in Kuf Chav Dalet, Sif Chav Dalet. The Ramah says a rule that the place can call Nechoiz Darga. It's a Kula. The Ramah writes that Bizman Azeh, since the Goyim among us are not Oduk and Avay Dezara, I'm assuming you're talking about such a guy, that any time such a guy, Bizman Azeh, who umay slav oivdei avay tzikhavim heim, Kol mago nikri shaloi bekavana. His rule is, you go down a step. The next Amid Aleph is the sugi of touching shaloi bekavana. He says, when a guy touches with kavana bizman hazeh, it's like shaloi bekavana in the time of the Gemara. Now, it gets a little complicated, certainly for this hour tonight, but the point is, nechayz darga, whatever in Dina the Gemara is asa bahanoa, bizman hazeh is muta bahanoa and only asa b'shtiyah. That's why we nemon that all our, any time a guy does anything with wine in our community, we say it's muta bahanoa, you can give it to a guy. Even though, what do you mean, nesach is asa bahanoa? Nechayz darga, whatever, almost whatever, is Dina de Gemara is asa bahanoa, today is only asa b'shtiyah. Do they learn that? Okay. You'll explain. I don't get it, so you'll have to explain the. I'm not sure what you mean. But okay. Nechayz dargo nesayvitsa. So is that to a Rus? That's Rus? Okay. Gemara says nechayz darg. That doesn't say nechayz darg. It says. Anyway. Getting back here. So nechayz darga means some that's aser medina de Gemara only bishtia. Is mutafas. Is mutter? The shach usually says it should be a hefsek tzas. But lemaisa, this rule of the chayz darga is what Ramesh is talking about in this tshuva. In this tshuva, in the second paragraph of the tshuva, he says, lemaisa, he paskins that what's in the bottle is mutter. In our case, if you have a guy that pours from a bottle, what's left in the bottle is mutter. If that's all he did, you watched him. All he did was pick up the bottle and pour from the bottle. What's left in the bottle is mutter halacha lemaisa. That's what he says, is totally mutter. And Moshe writes, there's a chumra of yayin nesech, that any time you leave a guy alone with wine, chazal asered, because maybe he was mishachshech, maybe he did one of his avodah zarah things with it, so Ramesh writes, you still have a problem. You can't just let guy walk around the hall pouring wine unless you watch them that they're not mishachshech. But the din itself, if you see a guy pick up a bottle of wine and pour it, and you know that's all he did, Ramesh writes lemaisa it's mutter. It's not Ramesh, it's really a shach. The shach here on this Ramah that Paskins nitzuk is not a chibur, but yesh lahachmim loy behefse meruba. The Shach says, what happened to the Chayz Darga? What happened to this rule? He says, the Ramah means without the Chayz Darga. The Ramah means without it. The Shach is makel straight out. Ramesh writes that you need at least a Hefsed Mu'ud for it. But the Shach doesn't say that you need a Hefsed Mu'ud. So the point I want to tell you tonight is this idea, this Nakuda, that in Dina Yayin Esach, Halacha L'maisa, on the one hand, you have tremendous chumras. If a guy is left be yichud, it's a yichud. A guy is left with wine. For the most part, the wine will become aser. But on the other hand, if you watch and you see that all the guy did was to pour the wine, or many of the other examples we're going to have in the blot to come, it's going to be muta. Negiyah de davar acher. If the guy touches it through something else, it's muta lemaisa to drink it. A guy who's negea de davar acher. It's mutter to drink it. Now, Rav Moshe, in the first paragraph, the shoyl said, if he's wearing gloves, the guy's wearing gloves, it's negea de davar acher. So Rav Moshe says, no, that's not called negea de davar acher. But you all understand, if a guy pushes a button, if you dump grapes into a machine, today they have machines where you put grapes on one end, and it comes out cooked grape juice on the other end. So you put in the grapes. Grapes is not yayin. It's not yayin. And a guy pushes a button. Pushing a button is not more than the giyay de davar acher. It might be less. But he's certainly not touching it. He pushes buttons and he makes the machine work. And what comes out at the other side is grape juice that's already cooked. That this nekuda, the chayz darga, would be matirit b'shtia. Would be matir such wine b'shtiyah. Now you need a mashgiach. You have to make sure that it goes straight through without somebody interfering with it. But this is this the chayz darga is this the kuda. Normally, dina de gemara nikiya de davar acher tosa b'shtia, but the chayz darga, and for us it would be even muta b'shtia. This is sort of the big kula in this topic. Now, 2 weeks ago, what was it? 2 weeks ago, when the fellow made the presentation, he mentioned, and there are two very interesting shailas they have in the bringing of the grapes. Kedem has a plant where it's all from Yidden. All the employees there are all from Yidden, and at least the ones who are there when the wine is being the grapes is being pressed, it's all from people. However, the grapes have to be brought there. The grapes are brought in trucks. So there are two shailas. One shaila is that the truck itself has a spigot. And the fellow was here mentioned that they have a shaila that the driver on the way, I mean, he can be driving 100 miles, 200 miles, he stops for lunch, he takes a little grape juice out, and the spigot, it's all grapes, but at the bottom, you put a bunch of grapes in a truck, you have wine, grape juice on the bottom, he lets them out with a spigot. The question is, does he now aser everything else that's in the truck? Now, there are two shailas. First of all, does that have a din of wine? Because it has to flow from the grapes to have a din of what's left in if it has a din of wine. What's again to us, that's a question of nitzach chibur, if it's a connection. And certainly what we're learning tonight is besides the other shaila, if it has a din of grape juice, it doesn't answer what's there before. It doesn't answer what's left in the truck. Because it's probably Nigia Dei Davar Acher in that case anyway, but certainly it's something that's mutter. So it's yichud, they have to make simanim on the truck. They have to lock the truck with simanim. Otherwise, it's yichud. Anytime you send wine with somebody, if it has a din of wine, see, it's not so posh because the grapes in the top in the gas. They're not osur until the grape juice is nimshach from it. It doesn't become osur no matter what he does with it. And when he lets it out, so it's a nidin of letting it out only makes what comes out, grape juice, even what's in. So that would make it with it. The chayz darga would certainly make it on it. Belsky told me once at a chasna that they have a shaila in when they bring these trucks to the plant. The truck is sort of, you have to imagine, like a dump truck. So it's full of grapes, and it's a dump truck. They dump it into a conveyor belt. And the conveyor belt brings it up to the third story of the building, and the way the building is set up is in the top story, it squeezes it, it goes down to the next story, and then whatever all the things have to do. So they dump it into a conveyor belt. Now that conveyor belt, what comes out, is not just grapes, it's mostly grapes, but there's wine. So the way Rebelsky described it, it's a two-story conveyor belt. The top level of the conveyor belt has holes in it. And if there's any grape juice, it goes through the holes to the bottom level, which doesn't have holes, which can hold liquid, and it brings the liquid to one place, and it brings the grapes to another place. So Rebelsky said they made a whole tumult that when the dump trucker dumps it, he should be making a Yayin Esef, because he's dumping out grape juice. And when he's dumping out grape juice, it should have the grape juice should have a din of Yayin Esef. That was the shayla. Rebelsky told me he himself holds it doesn't have a din of Yayin at all, because it's still in the gas. It still hasn't even been pressed yet. It's still flowing out. But he told me that he was masking to them. The way they have it is a mashkiach, the dumping of the dump truck, the mashkiach does together with the truck driver. They both put their hands on the controls. The way Rebelsky told me, when you're playing with a toy, it's easy to dump things in a dump truck. But in a real dump truck, you got to know how to do it, to let it into the thing. So they do it together. So the yid does it together with the trucker. They both do it together. And that way it gets dumped in and it goes up. So once I gave a shiur here the second night of Shavuos, and I spoke about Yayin Esef Shailas. So a fellow stood up, he said, I work as a mashkiach in Los Angeles, in the place where they squeeze the grapes over there. And believe me, these truckers don't let you do anything. You know, they told me to put my hand on the controls, but the trucker is doing the whole thing. That's he got up and said in front of everybody. You know, like, they don't let you do anything. They'll go for this. So he's saying that the trucker really does ruba the ruba of it. So the lamaisa of it, assuming that's true, I mean, he's the baldava there. Narbelsky said he holds it's really mutter anyway. But the lamaisa of it, if you take a look in the Shach by Nitzot Chibur, and you read the Lashon, it's not so poshut that what he means to be mekel is only on what remains in the bottle. As we're assuming what you poured out, that's zichasa. What the guy poured out is zichasa. Why are we assuming that? If pouring isn't yayin esach, only shichshuch or touching. What I'm telling you is this. I told you one chiddush, that what remains in the bottle is really mutter, even lamaisa, Ramesha says. Even what's poured out, it's not a dover borer, that it's a dover ha'aser, because it could be that even what's poured out has a din of only being asa b'shtiyah meka din, and the chayis da'ago will make a mutter ba'anoah. So with all the different serufim, it would be mutter. I would think in the case of the dump truck, that it's negiyai de davar acher. The guy is not lifting it, he's like pushing a button on a machine. So he's tilting it, negiyai de davar acher, touching it through something else, which is the sugya, the tapa nun zayin, touching through something else, the chayis darga makes it mutter b'shtiyah, which would be a second reason to be matir. At any rate, my point tonight is to tell you this idea of nechayis darga, this rule for dinei yayin nesech, that almost in all cases, except where a guy touches it with his finger mamish, most in all cases we have this kula that what medina de gemara asa b'shtiya is for us, mutta b'shtiya, medina de gemara asa b'hano for us is mutta b'hano and asa b'shtiya, unless you have goyim that are real aduk in the avodah zara, which could be that such goyim. I don't know, the Mexicans are that way. But ruba de ruba are baruch Hashem not. Okay, I'll go to everybody.